Battle for the Body, Chapter 12, A Thorn in the Flesh. Healing Promise to Claim. And he shall be entreated of them and shall heal them. Isaiah chapter 19, verse 22. Introduction. In the last lesson, you studied some traditions of men that create problems for believers seeking healing and deliverance. This lesson concerns a tradition which centers on Paul's thorn in the flesh, described in 2 Corinthians 12. Because it is so often debated and so critical to the healing issue, we have devoted an entire lesson to it. Many people have been taught that Paul's thorn was illness, and that even as he prayed three times for it to depart without results, they are destined to have their own thorn in the flesh of sickness. Tradition says your sickness is a thorn in the flesh, like Paul's, and you will have to learn to live with it. The thorn in the flesh tradition is a major blockade which prevents many from receiving healing. It has been misused to try to explain why people did not receive a visible healing and as an excuse for our powerlessness. As you begin this lesson, lay aside everything you have been taught by man concerning this issue, as we examine exactly what the scriptures teach. Paul's thorn in the flesh. Here is what the Bible teaches about Paul's thorn in the flesh. What it was. The Bible says Paul's thorn was a messenger. The Greek word messenger appears seven times in the New Testament. It is translated angel 181 times. All 188 times it is speaking of a personality, not a sickness or disease. A messenger is a personality. The use of the word thorns in the Old Testament also supports this. Thorns is used in Numbers 33 verse 55 and Joshua 23 verse 13 to describe the inhabitants of the land of Canaan. In both of these cases, it was not a physical affliction, but buffeting by an enemy. Who it was from. The Bible says it was a messenger from Satan. Paul said, "There was given me," but he did not say it was from God. Why it was permitted. The thorn was permitted for three major reasons. 1. It prevented sin. Paul said the thorn was permitted because of the abundant revelations he received and his tendency towards pride. Before anyone claims to have a thorn in the flesh, he should consider how many revelations and visions he has had. Does he qualify for a thorn? Most folks who think they have a thorn in the flesh have not had any kind of revelation or vision. 2. It fulfilled prophecy. The thorn also fulfilled prophecy. When Paul was converted, God said, "I will shew him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake." Acts chapter 9, verse 16. 3. It provided strength. The problems created by the thorn provided opportunity for the strength of God to be manifested. What it did. The thorn buffeted Paul. To buffet means to give repeated blows over and over and over. The word buffeting does not refer to a permanent state of sickness, but to repeated blows. The messenger was sent to buffet Paul to try to stop the word of God from being preached. How it was manifested. Here are some examples of the various ways this thorn stirred up opposition to buffet Paul. 1. The Jews determined to kill Paul right after his conversion. Acts chapter 9, verse 23. 2. Paul was hindered in joining the believers. Acts chapter 9, verses 26 through 29. 3. He was opposed by Satan. Acts chapter 13, verses 6 through 12. 4. He was opposed by Jews in a mob. Acts chapter 13, verses 44 through 49. 5. He was expelled out of Antioch in Pisidia. Acts chapter 13, verse 50. 6. He was mobbed and expelled from Iconium. Acts chapter 14, verses 1 through 5. 7, he fled to Lystra and Derbe, where he was stoned and left for dead. Acts chapter 14, verses 6 through 19. 8, he was disputing continually with false brethren. Acts chapter 19, verse 8. 9, he was beaten and jailed at Philippi. Acts chapter 16, verses 12 through 40. 10, he was mobbed and expelled from Thessalonica. Acts chapter 17, verses 1 through 10. 11, he was mobbed and expelled from Berea. Acts chapter 17, verses 10 through 14. 12, he was mobbed at Corinth. Acts chapter 18, verses 1 through 23. 13, he was mobbed at Ephesus. Acts chapter 19, verses 23 through 31. 14, there was a plot against his life by the Jews. Acts chapter 20, verse 3. 15, he was seized by Jews, mobbed, tried in court 5 times, and suffered other hardships. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 33. Never once in all his writings does Paul name sickness as a buffeting which he suffered. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 11, Paul showed that his idea of buffeting was not a permanent sickness. He said, "Even unto this present hour we both hunger and thirst, and are naked and are buffeted, and have no certain dwelling place." Paul did experience sickness as indicated in Galatians chapter 4, verses 13 through 16, but this was not his thorn because it was not a permanent condition. He said he had it only at first. Some believe Paul's thorn was defective eyes, but his eyes were healed of blindness. Acts chapter 9, verse 18. Believing that he still continued to have eye trouble discredits the healing power of God. Also, would it be right to call eye problems that resulted from seeing the glory of God a messenger of Satan? Paul himself teaches us in the year 60, when he wrote this epistle, that it was around 14 years ago that he received the abundant revelation which resulted in the thorn in the flesh. That was 12 years after his conversion experience, in which he saw God's glory. When Paul uses the phrase in Galatians chapter 4, verse 15, that ye would have plucked out your eyes and have given them to me, it is a Hebrew figure of speech. It is similar to phrases used in some places today to express intense desire. For example, I would give my right arm. If Paul had an oriental eye disease with pus running from his eyes, as some claim, it is strange that this would inspire people to have faith for special miracles. Its results. Paul speaks of his infirmity, which means want of strength, weakness, and inability to produce results through his own natural abilities. Through this weakness, God's power and strength were manifested. The conclusion. The conclusion regarding Paul's thorn is that although we cannot know for certain exactly what the thorn was, if you have been taught it was sickness, keep the following in mind. Paul's thorn resulted in God's power being demonstrated in his life. Some people use the thorn in the flesh excuse to languish in illness. They should remember that the only biblical example of a thorn in the flesh outwrote, outpreached, outtraveled all of his partners in ministry. The thorn did not hinder his dynamic service for the kingdom, nor the demonstration of God's power through him.